ولی فیلن که این آنم کنید به منیان
مران این شوحان رو خفه quoting from the Gemara says that one should be careful to have the tefillin on at least when he's saying the Kiryat Shema and the tefillah. The Gemara actually says that somebody that says the Shema without the tefillin, it's as if he's bearing false testimony. After all, he's reading about the tefillin and he's not wearing it, and that implies that he doesn't believe in it. So therefore he's like a false testimony. He's bearing witness about the tefillin, but he's not fulfilling it. So therefore, clearly, when one says the Kriyat Shema, one should see to it that he has his tefillin on first. The Mishnah Berurah actually in Siman Samiche sounds like he holds that even if you're only reading the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, one should have the tefillin on. It seems that the tefillin also testifies the oneness of God. Without the tefillin, it's not complete. The question that we discuss today is what about when one recites the Kiryat Shema of the Korbanot? We're not talking about now the regular Kiryat Shema of Shacharit. That for sure you should put on your tefillin before you say it. But we pray from the beginning and there's a Kiryat Shema there before. It's called Kiryat Shema de Korbanot. Clearly it is mandatory, that Kiryat Shema. The Rabbeinu Ari says you have to say four Kiryat Shemas a day. You have Korbanot, the Yotzer, you have Arbit, and you have Kiryat Shema Lamita. So there's no doubt about the obligation to say that Kiryat Shema. The question is, do you have to put on your tefillin? The Ben Ish Chai in Parashat Vayera says, according to the Kabbalah, you must wear your tefillin for Kiryat Shema of Korbanot. And if you don't, it's Ke'ilu Me'id Edu Cheker, and you get all the benefits and all the non-benefits if you don't. However, Achav Avadya Alav Shalom has a different understanding on this, especially when it comes to Kiryat Shema of Berachot. Acham Avadya's or Korbanot. Acham Avadya's opinion is like this. The Gemara says that anybody that doesn't wear tefillin when he says the Shema, it's like he brought a Korban without Nesachim. So he brought a sacrifice but didn't bring the wine. So Acham Avadya brings down from some poskim that learn it, to be Menachem Azriya Mipano specifically, that you see from over here, it's like Korban without Nesachim. The law of Korban is you can bring the Korban in the morning and bring the Nesachim in the afternoon. You don't have to do them simultaneously. So some say that you could say Shema in the morning and then later on you can put on your tefillin. You don't have to do them simultaneously, just like Korban and Nesachim. So if that's the case, you're not me'id edu cheker only in the case where you don't intend on wearing your tefillin for that day. But as long as you intend on putting on the tefillin at some point, you're not me'id edu cheker. And there's a lot of poskim, Katzke Rebbe, and so on, that hold like that opinion. Chama Vadya brings that opinion down, and he brings another opinion that says that when you're only reading the pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem, some say it's not me'id edu cheker because you're not mentioning the word tefillin. So he uses those two leniencies. Number one, that just reading the pasuk rishon is not enough to be me'id edu cheker. And number two, since you're intending to wear tefillin later on, you have Rabbi Menachem Azariah Mepano to rely on. And therefore he says that those that are lenient, that don't put on tefillin, the Kiryat Shema the Korbanot, they have what to rely on. Although that's against the Ben Ish Chai, but they bring down from Rabbi Amanuel Chai Riki that that was his custom. That even though they could have put it on before, they would take Korbanot without tefillin on. And then when they got to the beginning, Baruch Shema, right before Baruch Shema, they would put on their tefillin as well. Many times I saw Hakam Baruch Alav Shalom in this synagogue. The minyan would not start from Baruch from the beginning. He would come early and start from the beginning, and then they would put on the tefillin, and then they would pray from Baruch Shamar. And Hakam Baruch would recite the Korbanot without the tefillin on, including the Shema. It seems he also held like that opinion that one is not considered a me'id edu cheker legabe Kiryat Shema, the Korbanot. Of course, if a person has the time, and a person has the ability, matov manaim, of course, why not? Sometimes a person comes in and he wants to catch up and he wants to read it quickly, whatever the reason is, he does not have to be concerned about me'id edu cheker.